From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute.
It was ironic today when I heard the announcement that the search for MH370 had officially been called off, nearly 3 years after that Boeing 777 disappeared on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. I measured that against the accolades being shared at Aireon's headquarters in McLean, Virginia, over Saturday's successful orbiting of 10 new Iridium satellites, the ones needed to begin creating the first global aircraft tracking network. The idea of knowing exactly where on Earth the airplanes we purchase tickets on are actually located at any given point in time is a no-brainer conceptually. In fact, if you tell international travelers, for instance, that while out over the ocean or in remote areas of the planet, their airline has only the tiniest notion of where their airplane's precise location is, they'd be shocked. The airlines essentially know where their aircraft should be, but as we've seen with the loss of MH370, the word should and are translate into two very different views of the world. So thank goodness for Aireon's foresightedness back in 2011 when they began the effort to create the network that's expected to become operational by summer 2018. And no thank you at all to most of the airlines around the world that haven't lifted one finger to improve the tracking of their airplanes since the loss of MH370. Oh, sure, there have been meetings and proclamations and opportunities through companies like Inmarsat and FlyHT, and certainly ICAO jumped into the discussions, but not many airlines actually signed up to use any of those tracking technologies. The reason? Why, that's simple. Money. The airlines didn't think they could justify the cost of aircraft tracking systems to shareholders. But of course, let's be patient. We can't forget that the poor airlines have to make money to stay in business. I guess some of us traveling bumpkins, though, are still naive enough to think that the airlines that are all too happy to grab our money might also be thinking that looking after us a bit more when we're their prisoner, guest, might actually turn into a little value-added service. Guess not. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. And don't forget to follow us at jetwine.com for more industry opinions and analysis. We'll see you next time.